Within the hour in Pakistan, Prime Minister Yousaf Razi Gilani has spoken to the nation with something of an explanation for the surprise at Pakistani officials for finding Osama bin Laden in the town of Abbottabad, north of Islamabad. Joining us now from Islamabad is a correspondent from our partner, the New York Times, Carlotta Gall. Carlotta, good morning. Let's get a feel for what Prime Minister Gilani did say while we try to get Carlotta Gall back from Islamabad. Here he is speaking, first of all, that Pakistan is not alone.
Pakistan alone cannot be held to account for flawed policies and blunders of others. Pakistan is not the birthplace of Al-Qaeda. We did not invite Osama bin Laden to Pakistan.
Prime Minister Yousaf Raza Gilani talking to the nation. Carlotta Gall from our partner, the New York Times, in Islamabad. Who is this message intended for, aside from the people that he was speaking to on live television this morning?
Well, he was actually addressing Parliament, and of course it was on live television. So you're right. Most of his audience is the Pakistani people. There was a lot of rhetoric about how we're united, we're strong in our defenses. Anyone who gets ideas of doing another such raid or an attack on Pakistani installations will be met with the full force of Pakistani military. So there was that. But he did also announce an investigation into what he called the vexed question of Osama bin Laden hiding in a quiet, leafy town of Abbottabad. So he has announced an investigation. The lead investigator is a lieutenant general in the army, and it will look at how bin Laden managed to hide out there and also how the Americans evaded Pakistani's air defenses and carried out the operation undetected. He dismissed any suggestions of Pakistan complicity in hiding bin Laden. He said that was absurd, but he also said on this whole question, let's not rush to judgment, to let the investigation go ahead.
Talking with Carlotta Gall from the New York Times, reporting from Islamabad, Pakistan. Is this an opportunity for Prime Minister Gilani to confront the powerful ISI, the equivalent of the CIA in Pakistan, or to confront this alliance with the United States, as he at least alluded to in this speech? Or is this more of an opportunity for him to just sort of settle back and let the sort of clouds kind of clear up here and await the chips falling where they may?
I think the latter. You're very right. He's a middle of the ground kind of guy. He's known for his party, of course, the People's Party of Pakistan, has always been against terrorism. Their own leader, Benazir Bhutto, was killed in a suicide bombing. But at the same time, Prime Minister Gilani is known for getting along with the military, even getting along with political opposition. So he's a very placatory kind of guy. So I think he was doing both today. He was showing a strong Pakistan attitude for the people and for the world. And he was also saying, we'll investigate, but not admitting too much.
Indeed, strength and caution there from the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Prime Minister Gilani. Carlotta Gall, New York Times reporter, reporting live from Islamabad. Thanks so much.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.